The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. With me today is Dr. George Kraft of Kraft Holistic Wellness and Diagnostics. Welcome.
Thank you.
Excited to have you. You and I met just a few months ago, and we had one of the most engaging and amazing conversations that I've had with another doctor or health professional. You've just got such an incredible story, and I'm so excited to have you here to share what you've come through and made it out on the other side of, right? You've survived something that a lot of people don't.
I'm 14 years recovered from a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
Back in 2005.
So let's start there. This health journey that you have had is so amazing. And even just the story of when that happened and the situation around that, almost a divine intervention. Mm-hmm. Would you share that?
Well, I'd been in practice for 10 years. And one morning I heard a little voice in my head that said, make an extra key, put it on your front mat and tell your brother where it is. And the next Tuesday, I ended up not showing up for work, and my office manager called my brother to check on me because I called if I was 5 minutes late, and I was an hour and a half late. So he found me unconscious on my bedroom floor, and I spent the next year, or 9 months actually, in the hospital because of a brain aneurysm.
What was it like in those moments? How much memory do you have of that actual event?
I remember it was like walking out of a fog in the hospital after being in a drug-induced coma for about 4 or 5 weeks, and realizing that my entire left side was paralyzed.
What are your thoughts at that point? How does someone come to terms with that new reality?
I just was glad I was breathing.
Gratitude?
Yeah.
So you spent the next almost a year working through and coming back to being able to resume life.
Right.
Tell us about that process.
It was a tough process. I had to learn how to walk again, which was extremely tough. And then I went through some very intensive speech and language therapy to get my memory and brain back on track. Because when I woke up, I couldn't read the clock on the wall. My brain wouldn't recognize the difference between the small and large hand. It took me almost a year to learn, to put a wristwatch on and be able to read it.
What's that experience like, looking at the clock and knowing you maybe should know that, but you don't know that? And how does that compute?
Yeah, I was banging my head going, I should know this. Yeah. And it just took a long time for my brain to recognize that.
What other areas of cognition were affected for you?
Short-term memory, just walking into a restaurant with a group and knowing how many was in the group, I would have to sit there and just physically count every person and not just be able to glance and look and say, okay, that's 5 people.
And to talk with you now, you're such a wealth of knowledge and so astute and sharp. I can't imagine you ever being in a situation where you have been through that. So the recovery process and what you've been able to do is just, it's phenomenal and amazing to me.
It took me about 7 years of really diving deep into brain training. I did some work with Luminosity, mm-hmm. Dr. Michael Merzenich's work out of Posit Brain Science, and did some brain retraining games and really learned to sharpen my best tool, which is my brain.
And it's one of the reasons that I'm so excited to have you here today is because you've done so much research in this area and you've had so much that you've overcome in this area that you're just such an amazing wealth of knowledge. So brain health is a primary focus of your practice now.
Yes, for the past 18 to 14 months or 14 to 18 months, I've been focusing on Dr. Dale Bredesen's work. He published a book called The End of Alzheimer's, the first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline, where I'm coaching people through his RECODE program. And RECODE stands for the Recovery of Cognitive Decline, and getting good success.
Tell us more about that.
Well, Dr. Bredesen classifies cognitive decline in 3 different areas. Number one is inflammatory. Number 1.2 is kind of a neurotrophic or hormonal decline, which the brain is kind of like a big corporation. And when it feels like it's not supported, both hormonally and nutritionally, plus it's inflamed, it starts to lay off workers like synapses and starts to lose certain areas of function.
I've never heard it put that way.
And so when you find the root cause of the inflammation and get rid of that, and that can be, number one, the inflammatory process, two, a decline in hormones, and three, a toxic issue like a hidden infection or heavy metal toxicities. You address those three and optimize nutrition and hormonal support. The brain will, you can actually stimulate the lymphatic system in the brain, which is called the glymphatic system.
Okay.
For the glial cells and the astrocytes. And it will remove those plaques that have built up as a protective response to the inflammation.
Okay. Question then. So, you know, I know in certain conditions like MS and some other cognitive conditions, the plaques, the lesions that you're referring to, so you're saying those can be reversed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you optimize the brain's support system, the brain will get rid of those and try to go back to normal.
Okay.
That's the way God designed us, is to adapt and survive and, you know, recover.
So cool. Sorry, I'm processing that. Okay, talk a little bit more about, so heavy metals come up a lot in conversation, mm-hmm. and I'm not as well educated on their impact on the brain as I'd like to be. Can you share more?
Heavy metals like lead, aluminum, and mercury are, and lots of chemicals like glyphosate are just all over our society right now, in the air, the water, the food. It's hard not to run into that. And if you're not eating organic or drinking, you know, good filtered water, then you're going to build up a toxicity that's going to affect not only the brain, but the internal organs, your gut. I mean, your gut is your second brain. And it will, most of those will kill the microbiome, which are the 100 trillion cells of bacteria that are in there meant to help us survive this world.
Yeah, we need our little bugs. They're our friends.
Yes, they are.
Most of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Most of them are good. And if we, you know, have a challenging lifestyle where we don't take care of that, then the bad ones start to take over, and the good ones don't survive as much.
So going back to the Bredesen protocol, mm-hmm. and so you talked about, you know, number one being inflammation, and then 1.2, and what was the next step?
That's hidden infections. I find that there's a lot of old root canals out there that can hide a bacterial infection, that the microcirculation goes up to the brain. And then I do a what's called a neural zoomer, which tells me, okay, what kind of viruses and bacteria are lurking inside the brain.
Neural zoomer being a test that you're able to perform.
Yeah, it's a functional medicine test.
Right. So you're able to detect that based on antibodies or based on...
Yeah, if there's autoantibodies that are attacking, you know, your body's attacking itself, then that will show up. And we can do a lot of detox work to detox the viruses and bacteria.
I have a lot of people that ask me, they're like, you know, well, the body's attacking itself, and it's hard for them to actually wrap their head around how that could be. How do you explain how that happens?
It's the immune system gone haywire. It's overwhelmed with too many foreign substances, like the 80,000 to 100,000 chemicals that are released into our environment every year, that the immune system just needs to have a reset and be taught, okay, this isn't good, you're attacking yourself, so that then the body doesn't do that anymore.
So it can calm and relax and do what it's supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you talked about toxicity. Well, two things. So I've got so many things that I want to pick your brain on. I've got to kind of through and figure out where to start. Let's actually circle back to functional medicine in general.
Mm-hmm.
You're in love with functional medicine.
Yes.
Tell us why.
It goes, I mean, it's so simple that you get to the root cause, the foundational cause of something, and you can actually go back upstream and look for the metabolic issue that needs help. And without giving a drug or a pharmaceutical, you can reset the body and help it to heal itself.
So how has functional medicine impacted your health and your life? A couple of examples.
Oh my, in so many ways. When I was in the ICU, they convinced my mom that I needed to have my gallbladder out, which all athletes have a high bilirubin count. And I was still, when I was just before I got sick with the aneurysm, I was still playing competitive hockey and coaching high school hockey. And so my bilirubin count was high because I was on the ice skating 6 or 7 days a week. And when you're exercising that much, you're breaking down muscle proteins, and so your liver has to handle that, and so you're going to have a high bilirubin count. And so they saw that and said, oh, he needs his gallbladder out. And they did much more than just a gallbladder extraction. Because when I woke up out of my coma, they were taking staples out of my stomach. And they must have done an exploratory something or other while they were in there. And a scar right there, right down the midline, affects one of the most prominent Chinese meridians for energy for your digestive system. It took me 6 or 7 years to recover my digestive health from that.
All right. So I want to, let's say more about that. This recently came up in conversation with another doctor that I'm friends with. We were talking about scars, and she said that, you know, she has to go in and treat for scars because mm-hmm. of the energy disruption.
Yep.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, scars block energy.
Okay. How can we undo that, or how can we work around that? What have you done?
I have what's called a class 4 deep tissue laser that I use for accelerated healing, which I just used on my uncle down in Sarasota to relieve back pain that put him in a nursing home. And that type of laser will heal the area around a scar enough to let the energy in the body pass through that area and not be interrupted by the scar.
Okay. And I'm gonna go another direction with this too. So you also talked about dental infections, hidden infections, mm-hmm. and I've been looking into recently kind of that tooth body connection and the energy flowing through there, mm-hmm. and how if we've got an infection or if we've got metal in our teeth or something like that, we can again disrupt the energy flow throughout the body. Thoughts on that?
Before I left for my conference in Florida, I had to have a wisdom tooth extracted. The dentist I go to is a Dr. Michael Ramey up on Ballas.
And yeah, I'm very familiar.
His practice, I mean, he puts right on the front the tooth-body connection. And I used that laser to heal the wisdom tooth socket before I left.
Okay.
And so within 3 or 4 days, he was able to take the stitches out, and it was almost completely closed.
So really, that quickly?
That quickly, yeah.
Okay, so I had my wisdom teeth out years ago, and I was much younger than I am now, and I healed much faster typically, and I got dry socket, and I had all kinds of issues.
Nasty stuff.
Let's talk about, so you talked about toxins a little bit, and I know you and I, before the show, we were talking a little bit about your recent hotel stay in which you had an unpleasant surprise.
They had to make an emergency hotel stop in Dalton, Georgia. And didn't realize until the morning after I had turned on the heater that the room was full of mold and fungus. I had already had a challenge for the past several weeks with a inflammatory issue with my right hand or left hand and left leg because of my aneurysm. And that just caused my left hand to turn into a water balloon. And it's still not back to normal, but it's a whole lot better. I've been using a therapy called a Beamer. It stands for Bioelectric Energetic Mat Rejuvenation. It creates a magnetic field about 3 or 4 inches high off the mat, which changes the surface tension on the microcirculatory beds inside your body so that the red blood cells don't clump up and get stuck, and they don't look like a mule race. It looks like the Indy 500 going around.
So let's talk about, there's a couple things to follow up on there, but let's talk about mycotoxins and mm-hmm. some of the mycotoxins being fungus, mold. Some of the issues that those can cause for people that they may not be aware of.
Oh, they can wreak havoc with your immune system. The immune system, you know, is throwing off the sirens that there's a huge foreign invader floating around in the system because of the mold and the fungus throwing off mycotoxins that interrupt brain function, interrupt gut function, organ function, you name it.
In your practice, how would you, you know, what are the red flags that make you suspect mycotoxins as the issue? And then how do you test for those?
I test for those using a functional medicine test called a neural zoomer, which will identify mycotoxins, hidden bacterial infections, viral infections, and things like that,
that. So that neural zoomer will catch all of that.
Yeah.
The Beamer technology. So, mm-hmm. so you just got back from a conference mm-hmm. about, you said, microcirculation. Okay, say more words.
Microcirculation are the small capillary beds all over your body, but mostly surrounding your internal organs. Like your heart and your kidneys and your lungs have huge microcirculatory beds of capillaries that are about half the diameter of the size of your hair. And the red blood cells have to be able to go through there very efficiently to deliver nutrients and oxygen and things like that so that they stay healthy. This mat that puts out a electromagnetic field reduces the surface tension on the inside of these circulatory beds and allows the red blood cells to go unclumped up and unimpeded into those areas, and so they work very well.
In a condition like, for instance, I have Raynaud's, which, mm-hmm. you know, so capillary dysfunction essentially throughout various parts of my body, how, I guess, this would help with that condition?
I would think so, mm-hmm. because it's a circulatory issue. And that's what this has been designed to do, is to help with circulatory issues and help deliver blood and red blood cells to where they need to go.
If someone were to come with a condition like this to you, that would be one of the first things you'd recommend?
Yeah. Well, in addition to checking out to see if there's, you know, other, you know, lifestyle issues and dietary issues, and first thing I would check is the gut, because all diseases begin in the gut.
So all diseases begin in the gut, and when somebody comes to you and they want to get started, how do you check the gut? Because I know there's a few different tests and different ways mm-hmm. out there, and different doctors gravitate toward different philosophies.
I use what's called a gut zoomer by the same company that does the neural zoomer, and that tells me whether there's a leaky gut or whether there's a, you know, microbiome imbalance that could be causing some serious issues.
When you talk about leaky gut, how do you explain that? Because I've had to do that many times in what I do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always interested in how people are able to explain that and articulate it well.
My explanation is, you know, the cell wall between the gut and the bloodstream is one cell thick. Those cells are held together by what are called tight junctions. And those tight junctions are affected by different inflammatory foods and things like glyphosate from Roundup that can change the permeability or the openness of those tight junctions. So when those are affected negatively, then it's like an open chain link fence, and undigested food particles can pass right through straight into the bloodstream. And the immune system just goes off like a fire alarm and says, I don't know if you remember Lost in Space, Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson. Yes.
You're not old enough to remember
that.
Well,
actually, they just remade it. There's a new one on Netflix.
They did?
I am. So that was before my time, but my dad was a huge fan. So okay. I am very familiar. Well, health and science, specifically neuroscience, runs in your family.
True.
So tell us a little bit about, yeah, growing up with your mom and all of the wonderful things that you've learned.
We moved to St. Louis in 1967 from New Delhi, India. My father was a grad student at University of Michigan, and he took a job with the UN in 66. We spent a year in New Delhi, and then he decided to take a job teaching political science at Wash U to finish his PhD. And actually, my mom decided to get her PhD in audiology from Wash U, and was working at CID, Central Institute for the Deaf, down at Barnes. And she transferred that into creating the entire cochlear implant program at Wash U.
And your mom's name?
Dr. Marco Skinner.
You mentioned to me, so in her work, she worked with someone who basically started the whole neuroplasticity notion. Talk a little bit about that.
Dr. Michael Merzenich worked with her to find the frequency that the brain could understand coming from the implant as hearing, because the implant is hardwired directly to the auditory nerve. And so they had to figure out through trials with actually chinchillas to figure out the frequency.
Chinchillas.
They have an identical hearing structure to humans.
That's fascinating.
That's what I thought.
Huh. Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Okay. So cochlear implants. So, and for anyone that is listening that doesn't know what a cochlear implant is, they've probably seen them. Yeah. Pretty easy to see those. And it's just such an amazing technology. Can you describe those a little bit?
They usually right behind the ear into the mastoid process. They drill a hole into the middle ear and hardwire the implant to the auditory nerve so that the implant picks up the sound and transfers it directly to the brain through the auditory nerve. And I met one of her first patients who was a 99-year-old gunner on a battleship in World War II who had lost 100% of his hearing and had 85 to 90% of it back.
You met him?
Yeah, I met him and talked to him.
What did he say?
He just said, this is amazing.
I can't even imagine what that would be like. Just awesome.
Yeah.
So great things run in your family. Pretty impressive.
She was very impressive.
Was that your inspiration for wanting to become a doctor?
Actually, I played 8 years of college hockey and was so beat up and battered and injured that I sought chiropractic care in Atlanta, and that's where I went to undergrad at Georgia State, and then I started grad school at Life University in Atlanta. I took a cross check to my jaw, which misaligned my teeth for almost 6 months. I had to get my jaw adjusted to get it to work again correctly.
That's a heck of a hit.
Oh, my, wow. My feet went above my head, and the first thing to hit the ice was the back of my head.
Oh.
It was a mess.
That makes me have a question here. So, you know, you've suffered an aneurysm. Concussions, aneurysms, all of those brain health issues related?
This one they diagnosed as was called an AVM, an arterial venous malformation from birth. So there was a malformation in the arterial system in my brain from birth that just went boom one night, and that was that.
How common is something like that?
I don't know. I don't know the statistics on that.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
But surviving one when I was home alone, that's pretty rare. I'm very blessed for that reason. Well, God kept me around for some reason.
Well, I think I know the reason. You're helping a lot of people and changing a lot of lives. So
well, that could be, yeah.
Yeah, that feels like the meaning to me. All right, so let's talk about in your practice, you really, one of your specializations, one of the things you love to do is reversing cognitive decline. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, I think a lot of people, it's just hard to wrap their head around the fact that that's doable.
It's very doable when you know how the brain functions and how God designed us to adapt and survive and recover.
When we're talking about conditions like Alzheimer's or dementia, do the drugs really ultimately help?
No. There are thousands of failed drugs that don't even come close to touching what is the real root cause of what's going on.
Yeah, so in your opinion, pharmaceuticals not the route. What is?
Finding the root cause of the inflammation, optimizing hormonal and nutritional support for the brain, so that by our actions, we tell our brain, I'm going to support you in all of your hundreds of trillions of synapses up there so that you stay healthy. Well, plus the, you know, not only that, but the thought processes, you know, get rid of the stinking thinking and the bad thoughts.
The stinking thinking. I like that. By the way, what are your favorite ways to help people with the stinking thinking and the bad thoughts?
Meditation is really good. A friend of mine introduced me to a Twin Hearts meditation that I do several times a week.
Twin Hearts meditation.
Yes.
And what's that?
It's just being thankful that you're blessed and, you know, getting rid of the bad thoughts.
So just gratitude, presence, grounding.
Yes.
That type of a meditation. Okay. I have practiced several different types and I find it to be completely transformative for myself as well. It's really helped with my inflammatory conditions and with my stinking thinking and lots of other issues. So it's amazing how that mind-body connection is such a real thing.
Oh, it is. If you look at something like fibromyalgia, that's the root cause of a lot of fibromyalgia is an overwhelmed central nervous system with old emotional scars and neurotoxicity.
I believe that. I think I'm 2.5-ish years into trauma therapy and working through some thoughts. And the more that I get my mindset right, the less pain I have in my body. And it's a very real correlation that I can witness to.
Mindset is everything. If you believe you can't, you can't. If you believe you can, you usually can.
It's awesome. Talking about diet, lifestyle, some of the most powerful medicine, in your opinion.
Food is medicine.
Agreed, yeah.
And you can't out-supplement a bad diet.
What's your thought on that, though? So there's an argument out there that a lot of food is just nutrient deficient now, just because of the way it's farmed, grown, our food mm-hmm. chain, our supply systems. Do you recommend supplementation?
Very much so, yeah. You really can't optimize your nutrition or your body, even with organic food, because the soil's been so depleted. It's not the same it was 100 years ago when everybody was eating organic.
Now we need that label, but it used to just be food. It's just
and
crazy.
Some people tell me, you know, organic's expensive, and I have a caption on my website that's an organic farmer says, if you think organic is expensive, have you priced cancer lately?
I have to say, the more that I've cleaned up my diet and just eat as clean as I possibly can, the less time and money I've spent at the pharmacy and at the doctor's office.
Yep.
Not that I don't enjoy seeing lovely people like yourself, but the more that I can do that on my own, the better I am. And it's
most
amazing how much power we do have over our health if we want to take that and grab it and seize it. All right. So let's talk about, you know, you use when you are working on cognitive decline, reversing that, you use Dr. Bredesen's protocols and method as
his
a lot of your basis.
Program.
His RECODE program. And you were telling me a story.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying something about Dr. Bredesen's wife and just giving me a little background on him and that story. And I thought it was great. Would you share that?
From what I understand, I've never talked to Dr. Bredesen myself, but I've seen interviews with him and read his book, and that his wife is a primary care medical doctor, and they were having a discussion because he's done Alzheimer's research for 30 years.
At UCLA.
You know, he said that I'm going to find the one molecule that is causing Alzheimer's.
And this is like 20 years ago, exactly. Right? As he began his journey.
So, he says, no, I'm going to find the one molecule. And she said, nope, it's going to be something like diet, lifestyle, and exercise. And he's shaking his head, no. He went through all of the medical research looking for answers. And sure enough, it turned out that, you know, the drugs don't even touch what the real cause is. They're not barking up the right alley because they're trying to prevent the plaquing or get rid of the plaquing. And the plaquing is just the brain's way of protecting itself. It's a response to the inflammatory issues.
And let's talk about, you know, I think a lot of people that listen to the show regularly probably are on track with the fact that sugar, carbs, you know, there's a lot of diet related issues that drive inflammation. But how do you, if you've got somebody new that comes in and they're like, wait, what? I can't have sugar and no more processed carbs? What do you mean? Why? How do you explain how that drives this disease?
Think of a car that burns gas for fuel to make it go. Well, we burn food and energy, and our exhaust are what are called free radicals. Free radicals need antioxidants to calm them down from damaging our mitochondria and causing an oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is like the rusting of an old car from the inside out. And so I say that the more processed sugar and foods that you eat with chemicals that have changed the gluten in our world, the gluten now is not recognized by our body as a real food. It's recognized by our immune system as a foreign substance, and it needs to be attacked. All of these different chemicals cause our system to overreact and cause an autoimmune response so that our immune system starts attacking us. And we need to figure out, okay, where is this happening metabolically in the chain, and figure out what sort of supplement, like what's called a protein-rich polypeptides, that are designed to hit the reset button on our immune system so that the gut can handle real food coming down. The autoantibodies are breaking down those tight junctions. There's just so much more to learn and do to help people and to help people recover their health.
We're lucky to have you here, and it's been great to have you sitting across from me today. Dr. George Kraft, tell everyone how they can reach you.
My cell phone is what I'm using for my practice right now, 314-397-1682.
Okay, and you're located in?
Brief Corps. It's at 12401 Olive Boulevard. It's in the Tempo Medical Building.
And if they'd like to find you online or on Facebook?
Kraft Holistic Wellness and Diagnostic.com.
Dr. Kraft, thanks for joining me. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM.